I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hey everyone, Maddox here. This episode is something a little different. This is the audio from a crossover episode we did with our friends at Spooked. It was originally posted live to YouTube and included video, as part of the Sonar Network's push to promote their new YouTube channel. This is very silly. Please check out the Sonar Network's new YouTube channel, and also subscribe to Spooked Podcast. Enjoy! Welcome, everyone, to the Break a Wish / Spooked podcast crossover live recording event. I'm your starting host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me are the two hosts of Spooked, Cody Crane and Damian Depping. Hey!
How you doing?
And also joining us as our special guest, Alessandra Vite.
Hello.
How is everyone doing so far?
So far, so good. I just ate a frozen pizza and I'm ready to go.
That's all the fuel we need.
No one else don't like answering either.
I ate a frozen pizza for dinner too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What kind?
It's this like vegan, non-gluten one that I got at the health food store.
All right.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah. It tasted like pizza though.
Okay. As long as it's qualified technically over the line as pizza.
I think so. Also, I moved today. Like, I'm still in my old bedroom, but like 90% of the stuff in my room is gone. So feels haunting. Yeah.
Oh, haunting. Mm-hmm. Well, that will be very appropriate for half of the things we are doing today. My podcast is about magic wishes that often turn terrible with ironic costs. Cody and Damian are about spooky, scary stories. Mm-hmm. So the way we found to like put these together and smash them. Is we're going to start by talking a little bit about Christmas wishes and perhaps ways they could go wrong. And then we're going to transfer into doing some improv, a spooky, scary improv story. about a Christmas wish that somehow goes wrong.
Everyone in the audience is going to piss their pants.
It'd be so scary. It'll be like Christmas scary. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be wishing for Depends for Christmas.
Like that movie, Black Christmas. That's a scary Christmas movie.
Does everyone piss their pants in that movie?
Everyone pisses their pants in it.
Is that are we allowed to say,
implied? I don't know.
Are we allowed to say piss in the Break-A-Wish half of this?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's no rule. Break-A-Wish,
like, are you like religious?
No. Also, I don't think piss would make the bar of being a man by a religious podcast.
Well, that's maybe that's like one of the three things you shouldn't say if you're religious. You can't say the Lord's name, you can't say the F word, and you can't say piss.
You can't say piss.
Yeah.
Because Jesus died for our sins, not for you to say the word piss.
Yeah, they don't like talking about died. It. Like, yeah, Jesus could turn water to wine, but it was by drinking it and then peeing out wine.
Mm.
And they just want to draw attention to that because it's in there.
They don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, and they don't want to talk about it.
In the Bible stories, Jesus never pisses. He never eats. You don't see it.
Yeah, you don't want to see Jesus peeing on a bunch of winos.
Changes what the Holy Grail is all about, right? Like it might have just been
a
bedpan. Like a bedpan.
Yeah.
The Holy Grail is a bedpan.
I went to a church once when I went to Spain that claimed that it had the Holy Grail. Just a cup.
Yeah.
It was just a glass.
Make a little sip to see if
it was behind a lot of glass. That same church had the hands of saints, like literal mummified hands, had like 10 of them.
The church was really good at having body parts, just that people would be like, this is cool. Let's touch it and get powers from them.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to touch them, though. Everything was behind glass. It was bullshit. Yeah.
They might have had some sort of power, though, which I think will actually transition to the first item of conversation that I want to have about Christmas and magic wishes, which is there's definitely some sort of Christmas wish idea that, like, Christmas, you can make wishes and they are more likely to come true. But what is the mechanism of a Christmas wish coming through? Like, shooting star, you know, the star grants your wish, you know, birthday wish, it's the candles going out. Is it supposed to be specifically Santa or is it...
What is this Christmas wish? Like, I know a lot of songs talk about it. Like, I have one wish this Christmas.
Yeah.
I assume that it derives from the wish writing to Santa.
Well, I think it's supposed to be like Christmas is supposed to be the magical time of year, right? Where hope and joy and love fill the air. And even your deepest desires can come true, you know?
Like, yeah. Where did that come from? Like, why is Christmas romantic? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's to get people to buy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be part of it. That applies to everything within capitalism, right? Yeah. Every holiday, they find a way to make you buy stuff.
Yeah. You used to have to shut up, pray, and then not do anything. And then they're like, we can make some money off of this. So then they're like, buy stuff, shut up, and pray.
Christmas used to mean... Part,
I think it's like the cuddling, because it's cold, so you cuddle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Right?
Yeah, like penguins.
That's the first thing Cody says. What?
What?
You don't cuddle?
I was all on board with this whole conversation until we got away from piss, and we started talking about cuddling.
Well, that's a good way to warm yourself up while you're cuddling even more, is to pee on each other.
It is warm.
I find it interesting just to dive into... the psychology of Maddox here, that he associates Christmas with cuddling.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maddox, is that your thing? Is that your kink? Ew.
what a kink to cuddle with someone.
Are you a little cuddle bug, Maddox?
Ew, you're gross. You're the worst kind of person.
I feel like if I was your cousin, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me, Maddox.
Okay, yeah, mine.
Ew, why is your cousin around?
Why do you bring that into this?
I'm just saying, you like cuddling in the holidays. You can't avoid it.
That's true, because cousins are around, but it's cold. You're always probably turning that heat way down, trying to get your arms around a cousin.
And you've
what the fuck is wrong with you, Maddox?
I don't know how this turned against me so fast.
Well, you're cuddling
your mom and dad. I thought
Christmas
was about Santa, not you trying to put your mouth on your cousin.
I didn't. What, mouth is not part of a cuddle. If you are using your mouth to cuddle, that is a different thing.
No, you're doing the wrong kind of cuddling.
Very enthusiastic cuddle. You know what? That could be a cuddle. I'm down with that.
Cuddling is good for your heart.
Yeah, cuddlingus.
Yeah, cuddlingus.
I'm just glad that this has turned into the Christmas roast of Maddox.
Apparently,
Yeah, you fucking goose. You're ready.
Of magic around Christmas. Look, I know we're talking about, yeah, winter season, just supposed to be a magical time of year, but I play too much Dungeons and Dragons. I need to find a source of the magic. What? Where is it coming from? Well, is it from a deity? Is it from a warlock? Is it from an elf like Santa Claus who has the abilities to mend the arcane powers to his will?
I would think Santa is all of those. He is an arcane deity, warlock.
Santa is a warlock, no? He's some kind of warlock.
Or is he just
a wizard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the difference would be whether Santa knows the magics himself or whether he is beholden to some other greater Christmas entity. Right. Who then grant them the powers that work through Santa.
Like a Christmas god?
A Christmas god.
Because there's a Christmas devil, right? Like, that's what Krampus is.
Yeah, yeah. He's like an anti-Santa, the Krampus.
Well, so then if he's an anti-Santa, then that means that Santa is Christ, and then that means that there's a father.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means there's a Holy Spirit, then that might be the thing that's doing the magic.
Well, if my Tim Allen lore is correct, the best way to become Santa is to kill Santa. And then you inherit all his powers.
Yeah.
It has worked with warlocks too. That tracks closer to a warlock than a wizard.
Is that a warlock thing?
If you kill them and then like their deity would be like, well, you have killed my last disciple, so now you are my warlock disciple. That checks out.
Yeah.
What is you gross inform about me? That? I have just a
did you assume there was a sex thing in that too? Or did
no, just you said my disciple. I don't know. I was...
Yeah, you're fucking grossing us out, Maddox.
Yeah, you and your fuck disciples.
Maddox. Ew. Maddox, fucking Christmas goose.
What would you wish for? What do you're so obsessed with these Christmas wishes. What's your wish, Maddox?
I mean, a lot of the time it's the simple things. Yeah. I would like to be, now I'm going to say be with family and you're going to make it gross. You're all going to make it gross that I want to be with my family. Yeah, you want to be with your cousins.
We established this immediately.
Just don't say you want to cuddle the Maddox.
I want two separate things for my Christmas wish that are completely independent, which are one, I want to be with my family for Christmas and catch up with them. Mm-hmm. And I want someone to cuddle that is not family at all. He is unrelated to me. Those are two things I want.
Sweet baby Jesus, you want to cuddle.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. What about the power of baby Jesus?
Yeah.
I hope that we get in the YouTube. I hope that we have a religious group that is watching this and is furious.
They seem okay with it so far, but they
That's nice. So so your Christmas wish is the same as Mariah Carey. You just all you want for Christmas. Is you?
Oh wait, I thought she wanted me specifically.
You,
yeah, me.
Baby. Not she also wrote another song called "Oh Santa." Very similar sentiments. It's Santa, won't you come and make him mine this Christmas? Santa, won't you come and make him mine? Woo.
Okay, but it's not Santa himself.
Santa, won't you come? Santa, won't you come?
Come and make him mine. Mine.
Okay.
It's such a good song, guys. Does it rival "All I Want for Christmas Is You"? Time will tell.
I mean, I've never heard it before, so I'm going to say no.
No. Time will tell. It came out about 4 years ago, so time will tell.
Yeah,
still has time.
Okay,
well, I gave my Christmas wish. Okay, about you? Give me some Christmas wishes. Damien?
What do I want?
Yeah.
I don't know, like $50.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah,
$50 is fucking good. You can buy a goose and just roast it.
That's right. And then I'd share it with my family and say, don't touch me.
Oh, so you want to pay your family $50 not to touch you?
No. I buy a goose and then I cook it and make a nice meal for my family.
Okay. Yeah. You have to pluck the goose.
I use my wish to give to others.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice. That's actually how you sustain happiness. It's not about buying for yourself, but buying for others.
Mm-hmm.
It's more returns in your serotonin levels.
Okay, I wanted love, but okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not healthy.
I'm sorry. I don't want to hear from your cousin loving mouth over there.
Yeah, Maddox, we're all brimming with love already. We don't need any more cousin loving.
Fine. Well, Alessandra, what do you want?
What do I want for Christmas? Lucky. I'll see my parents this Christmas. So I guess, and my sister. So I guess I will be with family. Yeah, I'd like an unreasonable amount of cash. this okay, Christmas, so we're yeah.
We're going capitalist.
Like 50 bucks?
Yeah, $50. I want like a good $50. Like, you know what? Okay, if we're talking like metaphorical speaking, I find that at nighttime in the winter, my mouth gets really dry and I wake up and I have to drink a lot of water and then it causes me to have to pee. And then nighttime is a bit of a nightmare in the winter. So I guess I wish for my salivary glands to figure it out this Christmas.
That's a good point. I kind of would like that too, actually.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like figure, I just bought a mouth guard, so that's supposed to help.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Could you maybe just wish for like humidity? Would that also work?
Should I put my mouth guard in?
Yeah.
I mean, you could get a humidifier, I guess.
That would I have a humidifier. I have two.
It's not strong enough?
I think it's something emotional. There's something emotionally wrong with my saliva.
Yeah, it sounds
bad. Only in winter?
But only in winter. You said it's a wintertime problem.
Winter seems to trigger it. Yes, triggers the emotions. I guess I just want Santa to bring me... saliva glands that work all seasons.
I mean, if the people in the watching this right now in the comments say to put it in, then you got to put it in.
Put in the mouth guard?
Seems to be a big call.
Michael Mangiardi is my enemy. I cleaned it. It's clean.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Can you still speak with it in, or does it inhibit your speech?
I can talk. I don't know what to do with my tongue.
I have a set of like Dracula fangs. Do you think that would also work?
Wouldn't that be so cool if these were like grills?
I feel like, why would you need grills to sleep?
Well, it'd be cool for like, are you supposed to relax your tongue with it in your mouth? Because my tongue refuses to relax.
I mean, I don't think you're supposed to speak with her in there. A nighttime thing. Like, you're not supposed to be talking in your sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to be allowed to talk with
her. Yeah, it's not just like, if you wear this, you have to shut up.
Okay, I've relaxed my tongue more. Either I 100% relax it or not at all.
Do you think that's what's keeping like your mouth closed? Is that your stress keeping your tongue like glued to the roof of your mouth and it's keeping the saliva in?
That might be what's happening. My tongue is freaking the fuck out right now.
And how do you feel your mouth right now? How much saliva you got in there?
It's gotta happen.
But it's causing, I'm not joking, anxiety. My tongue doesn't know what to do. Like, I was your Christmas wish.
Yeah, we're still missing Cody's Christmas wish.
Cody, what's your Christmas wish?
So both of you said $50. I'm going to go ahead and say $51, and that should be enough to get me to the Showcase Showdown.
Oh, my God. Right at
$1. Okay. Now, what would you spend that $51? Once you had it, what would you spend that $51 on?
$51. Probably a nice pair of pants.
Pants? Okay.
Mid-range.
It won't be nice. It's $50.
Oh, you can get a good deal at Winners on some pretty nice pants.
Jeans that were fashionable 10 years ago.
Okay, I can't do it.
Ow, that had a snap?
Did you snap a tooth?
No, it's like, it clicks. Have you ever used one of these before?
I have.
Specifically those, no.
God. Is that a snap on my bottom jaw? Have you done it on your top?
I've had ones on my top.
Because top it... seems more reasonable because your tongue won't freak out. I don't know. I keep dislocating my jaw, so this should help. Anyways, I have a lot of issues.
And again, you had the ability of asking for a Christmas wish that could have fixed any of those many issues you have.
The saliva one would help.
Saliva is your biggest one. Yeah.
The jaw also, one. You know what? Thinking about it now, I should have wished for my mouth to stop clenching so hard that at nighttime I dislocate my jaw.
See, I feel like everything we've wished for was part of a system where we could have just gone for the final step, right? Mm. Like, Damon, you wished for $50 so you could buy a goose. Why not just wish for the goose itself, and then you don't have to
free will.
Yeah,
You don't have to put into the capitalist system. You just get a goose.
I will say, Maddox, that now with the $50, you get the goose. He can find the best deal on that and have a little bit of money left over. That's
right. And then I could buy all the fixins too.
Yeah, stuff it full of like a just fucking lemon.
And then I can have 5 months left with fixings. And I could get a Lotto Max quick pick with the Encore ticket, and maybe I'll win even more money.
OLG.
But what could you win with the lottery that you couldn't also get with a magic wish?
Well, listen, it depends what the consequence of the wish is. And is it dependent on how big of a wish it is, how bad the consequence is?
Wait, what if we wish for no more capitalism and then we wouldn't have to wish for money? Is that what you're trying to get at?
I am. Well, I'm saying, yeah, like we are making the gears of the capitalist system work when we could just ask for what we want, whether that be no more capitalism. Great choice.
I still want my saliva to work.
I don't know. That's something that socialists would might like, but I don't know.
And yeah, I think you make a great point.
What was the ASMR nightmare when I hunted my
I think you do make a great point there, Damien, that we don't know what this entity will ask in return from us. So maybe
what's
the
this entity? Is this entity the god of Santa?
I think it was, yeah, the whatever Christmas god that Santa channels his powers through. Let's try to come up with a good name for a Christmas
Mariah
god.
Mariah Carey.
You think it's just Mariah Carey?
She's claimed that this is her season. And
she's
we're
an
all
elder just, god.
Yeah, we've all accepted it. Like, this was not a thing, like, maybe 3 years ago. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, Christmas, Mariah Carey. This was not a thing before.
You're saying that Mariah Carey's association with Christmas is new, or that Christmas isn't new and Mariah Carey made it? Because that's a bolder claim.
No. Yeah, Mariah Carey is currently claiming that she Christmas has always been her season.
Okay.
And it's like she's planting a memory that we never had.
Right.
And then we're all agreeing to it.
So she's playing evil mind games on us.
Yeah, she's Mandela affecting our lives.
Wow.
I'll say this, Mariah Carey, not a fan.
No.
Why?
You wouldn't pray to that elder god, Christmas god that is Mariah Carey?
I don't know any Mariah Carey songs other than that one Christmas song. And
you don't know. Can we? Oh, we can't play music because it's on YouTube.
It's copyrighted. Yeah, we can't play that.
I'm sure that I've heard them, but
always be my baby.
Yeah, they're all just so generic.
Make it through the rain.
I'm kind of the same as Cody. I don't really know much Mariah. It's not my lane. I don't know.
She's one of the best singers, though.
Yeah, but there needs to be more than
just one. My mom.
Are you guys shockingly young? I forget.
No.
No.
Shockingly. Yes, we're all.
Like, are you 18? I forget how old you guys are.
Yeah,
were you born in 2004?
18-year-olds.
Have you been 18 this whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have not been.
That was last year's Christmas wish to be perpetually 18.
Perpetually 18 the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel that with Mariah Carey, a little generic, little, you know, just.
She's literally not generic. That's like her thing.
Supernaturally
good. You know what?
But can she play bass?
This shows. Yeah, she could.
We've figured out that Alessandra is on board with making Mariah Carey the Christmas god. Do you have a counter offer? Perhaps another musician that is known for their Christmas music that you would like to make the Christmas god?
Well, why does it have to be a musician? That's the thing. I mean, I thought we had Santa Claus already. I thought he was.
No, we agreed that he is a vessel through which the Christmas god
which
works.
It is.
He's Jesus. There has to be a father and
a
word.
Probably would be baby Jesus who bestowed the power of Christmas spirit to his vessel, Santa Claus.
Okay.
So are you saying that baby Jesus is different than adult Jesus?
They're different people.
Jesus has the power of Christmas. Adult Jesus has the power of like
Easter
wine pee and coming back to life after a couple days.
Hiding in a rock.
Yeah, and doing a cool T pose.
Right.
The cross. I was like,
yeah. Cody, do you have any submissions for a Christmas god?
I mean, it's got to be like one of the Muppets.
Muppet? Okay.
Yeah, it could be Rizzo.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I love Rizzo. Rizzo's my favorite Muppet. Is he based on Dustin Hoffman's character in Midnight Cowboy? Because he's Ratso Rizzo. And now Rizzo's a rat who has a New York accent.
Rizzo's a rat. Okay. French
coat. Yeah.
He's okay.
Could be.
I'm pretty sure he's based on Dustin Hoffman's character. Anyway, so Dustin Hoffman in Midnight Cowboy is Santa Claus?
I said one of the Muppets. I don't know.
Pick one or it's Rizzo, basically, Cody. That's where we're at.
Pick one or it's Rizzo?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against Rizzo. Maybe one of the one of those old fellas.
Oh,
Waldorf? Yeah, but only one. I want it to tear them apart.
Waldorf.
Guys, wait.
Okay, yeah, Waldorf.
Is we'll go Gonzo, Waldorf. The Muppet Gonzo, is he based on Hunter S. Thompson?
Gonzo's journalism.
Yeah. Are you just?
I would say that's the only thing they have in common is that word.
I don't know.
What else do they have in common?
I'm gonna look it up.
Gonzo's a stunt. He's a stunt guy, right?
And he's an alien.
He's an alien.
That's true. He was with David Arquette in space.
See, I feel like the Christmas God is less of a specific entity and more of like a non-corporeal Christmas tree entity. Mm. I feel like it's a giant ghost Christmas tree.
He's arboreal.
Arboreal. Yeah. In arboreal. There we go. We got there.
Yeah, you know what though? That makes sense, Maddox. Cause like, why do we like we kind of worship? Cause doesn't Christmas come from like a pagan holiday that was built around a tree?
Yeah, a lot of it comes from Saturnalia, which was a specific party god that they had in the pagan time.
Is that why Saturday night's a party night?
Probably, yeah. Probably named after. Oh, I think it is named after Saturn.
Sick. oh no, Maddox froze.
And then they just.
Uh oh, he's not cuddling any cousins.
I froze for a second. Am I back? I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking sick, man. We learned so much tonight. Ratso Rizzo based on Dustin Hoffman. Gonzo based on Hunter S. Thompson. Saturnalia, best night to party.
Mm. Yeah. All right. So I think we can start transferring over to Cody and Damien for our scene because I think we have some things to suggest us about how we will take the idea of a Christmas wish into our story would be the wishes of moisture and saliva glands. About $50, cuddles, and pants are wishes people want, and the possible gods or demons that will haunt our story are Mariah Carey, baby Jesus, the Muppet Rizzo, or no, the Muppet Waldorf, or an inarboreal Christmas tree god.
How many suggestions did you just take from what we were talking about there?
I wrote down all the major points. I thought.
Hold on.
You didn't write down about cuddling your cousin, I noticed, Maddox, and that's been a major point.
He didn't say cuddling. He didn't say cousin, though. So.
No. Cuddles are there.
We're going to have to do an improv scene based off the improv that we just did. Okay.
Just the things to put in our mind to make sure we get the Christmas spirit into it.
I'm going to be a really different character than how I'm behaving right now.
And I will try to hand my hosting baton, which is this pen, through the frame, like they do in those early meme videos, to Damien and Cody. Let's try to grab the pen as it. You guys don't have a pen to grab, do you?
Damien's actually holding
one. I'm on the wrong side. So it doesn't matter.
No, you're on the right side, Damien. Go this way.
Go the other way. Go under. Go below.
That's as far as
I can. Yeah, that's it. Damien, go.
Wait. Fell down.
We got a story to tell.
Oh my god.
We're going to draw positions here out of the spooked box.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we're a spooked podcast.
I think they knew. I think Maddox covered it at the start.
Well, we had the intro. I feel like we didn't do anything for it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about piss a lot, which
that's true.
Everyone knows spooked and
Welcome
piss
to
go
spooked
hand in hand.
Piss cast.
So I'm going to draw positions for our story here.
Mm-hmm.
And this this is going to be for Alessandra.
Mm.
Yeah, let's bring them back. There they are.
The swing. No responsibility in the story.
Yes.
And we got Maddox here, the narrator.
Oh.
We're pretty much keeping to how this show's already been going.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know why we had to do a transition there.
Yeah.
I like to make harsh lines, cut things off.
Yeah, come on, guys. Stop picking on Maddox.
I don't blame you, Maddox. I don't blame you at all.
He just needs to be with his cousin.
That's not it at all.
It just seems like this Christmas, COVID's keeping him away from his cousins, and you guys have to make fun of him further.
I made it very clear there were separate wishes.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with drool and piss. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I can't do drool.
There you go.
Lacking saliva.
It's a big part of the story we're about to tell. I got the swing here. Damien's got the celebrity, which we will use all of Maddox's suggestions. And Damien, yeah, you're in charge of that.
Remembering who the hell we talked about.
So we had Baby Jesus.
Dustin Hoffman.
Mariah Carey.
Hunter S. Thompson.
The Muppet Waldorf. And I guess a Christmas God.
Okay. Baby Jesus.
Yeah, he's the ultimate celebrity.
Baby J, yeah, Mariah Carey. Okay, I'm just going to keep writing things down. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
now hand me the pen, and I'll see if I can take it.
All right, here we go.
It's my mouth guard again.
What?
I can't put it back in. I need to
drop it, like, here. Does it just fall into our frame?
Oh God! It's my mouth guard again.
Yay! Transform.
This pen bit fucking
moved,
killing me.
I have nothing else in my
room. Yeah, let's get back to the cousin thing.
No.
All right, Maddox. We're giving you the reins to narrate. Please don't make us you and your cousins.
No, I won't. We'll do it.
I refuse. As an Italian, it's misrepresentation. Only some of my family members are married to their cousins. Not all of them.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna take us back to the beginning. So once upon a time, was a child born in a manger, and had given birth to this baby, and his father and were watching over it. Wise men, there came sundering thunder from the sky as a Christmas god lowered down before this young child.
All right. Well, yeah. You don't speak yet, kid?
What?
I came all the way down for you. Okay. Yeah, you got the tired, sleepy eyes? Oh, kid. You've already won me over. You know what? I came down here to give you a couple wishes. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to give you the wishes.
Yeah.
What do you want?
$50.
$50. Mm-hmm. All right. Why would you want $50? Are you going to buy something? You could cancel capitalism. These are some things that some asshole up top told me.
I like capitalism. Have you read Ayn Rand?
No, I haven't. No?
I don't mean to cut in here, but I came all the way from across the land. I followed a star, and now I have to sit here watching a baby talk to a space man. This is not what I walked all this way for. What is going on?
I learned to speak remarkably fast, and I just think it's important for people to understand the works of Ayn Rand.
Yeah, have you ever seen a baby giraffe born? They have to walk right away.
Well, I can't walk yet, but the fact that I figured out the language that I don't even think I was born into is impressive.
I don't know that you need to be yelling at this poor child that I
have a question. I'm sorry. You traveled to a star?
I followed a star.
Give me a gift. Excuse me? Well, give me a gift. Is this not why you came?
Let's see.
If you got a gift, you better give me.
Give me a gift.
I got this pack of Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs? Yep. Oh, I thought you had gold.
No.
Myrrh?
Yeah, I have some myrrh.
Incense.
No, I have myrrh.
Oh, that's the worst one of the three.
Well, I have myrrh or Tic Tac, so it's your choice.
What is myrrh?
You know what? I'm not really sure. That's why I still have it.
I thought it was a herb.
I used the incense. You know, me and the boys, we were smoking a little, you know, we wanted to hide the smell. So we lit up the incense so my landlord wouldn't get pissed off.
Who are the boys?
Oh, you know, my other wise man friends.
What are their names?
Darren and Ashley.
A boy named Ashley?
It's a thing.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
They couldn't be here right now.
They can't be here.
No. They were busy.
Oh. What are they doing? It's Christmas. Like, shouldn't they be spending time with their boys?
Christmas story. Jesus remains friends with the wise men, and we smash cut 2 days later where the baby Jesus is faking his death.
All right, still a baby. Okay. Well, maybe if I scream. Okay. No. You know what I'll do? I'll go and I'll try it. I'll go into the water. That's what I'll do. I'll go and I'm going to swim and I'm going to drown. Okay.
And that's when one of his wise men friends burst in through the bush.
Oh no, I'm dying.
I was just behind that bush, you know, doing normal things, right?
yeah, me too. I wasn't doing anything. Wait, what? Who are you?
I'm the wise man from before. Remember, followed the star, met you, told you about
my thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Ashley. I got really excited. I really want to meet Ashley.
Yeah, well, he couldn't be here, you know. He had things to do, so it's just me again.
Cool. So, like, are we?
Meanwhile,
like,
behind the palm tree, Ashley snickers and waits.
Hi.
Oh, you noticed me. I was just snickering and waiting.
Ashley, I thought you had something to do today.
Ashley? The Ashley?
Yeah, you told me that you couldn't hang out because you had some important thing to take care of, and then, you know, you just kind of ran away laughing.
I'm sorry, but your eyes are so bright for me right now. You seem so excited. Did you hype me up?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is
Ashley,
it's
so nice to meet you. I am Baby Jesus. Some people call me a J-Sue. Charmed.
Yeah. Here, let me grab me out of that water.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to. I'm crazy. I just like attention.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm fine.
Sorry, I was out here and I just wanted to, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like, I just want my dad to pay attention to me, and like, he's busy. And
yeah.
Ashley, I don't know. We've been talking to your butt over here and it just sounds like you get it.
My dad never paid attention to me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad says he loves me, but he also loves everyone else equally.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's a bit of a problem for me, because I personally want my dad to love me the most. And I feel like maybe you're on the same page as me.
I want my dad to love me the most, too.
Yeah, my dad likes me a lot. He loves me and he works at the bank.
Okay. Yeah. Get cool.
Great. Why don't you go have a normal relationship with someone and don't bring any baggage into it?
All right. I will.
Cool.
Okay. Try and stop me. Okay.
See, that's why I said I couldn't make it today. I just had to get away from these perfect families.
Ugh, I know, right? It's Christmas time, and I know that that's like I brought that into this world, but it's just so much pressure.
I know. Basically, my big plan today was to do a couple errands, find the perfect gift for my dad. Maybe he'll, you know, love me as much as...
Yeah. Errands. That's totally going to get your dad to notice stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, there's a couple groceries.
Uh-huh.
Laundry. I want to wear a nice shirt.
Nowadays, you know, to get groceries done. And like, have you ever done dry cleaning? Like, there's a thing that, like, they can fold it for you. That might really impress him.
Like a wash and fold?
Wash and fold.
Like, someone folds it for me? Or is this a machine?
No, someone does it.
And it's an expensive service, or
it's like it's a little bit too expensive, but it's doable.
Okay.
And so Ashley, the other unnamed wise man, and the baby Jesus spent the day shopping together to try to find gifts that would impress their father. And at the end of the day, they went to Ashley's father to see if they could finally win his love.
I think he's really going to like those cufflinks.
I mean, I hope so. I've bought him over the last 67 years since I've been alive. I've bought him a different gift every year, thinking that one of these days
it's going to hit.
Exactly. Ashley, you little son of a bitch. What are you doing out there? Oh.
Be cool. Be cool.
Buddy, I think he's drunk.
Hey, hey, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Ashley, you're worth it.
You are so tiny, but so inspiring. Ashley, get your damn ass inside the hut.
He sounds pissed. I gotta get out of here.
Bring that little baby with you. Nope, you're coming with me, he said.
And Ashley's dad grabs the baby Jesus by the scruff of his neck and drags him into the house and plops him into a little makeup manger that he made 30 years ago.
Finally completed my nativity scene.
Very comfortable manger.
That was my gift for you, Dad. It was the plan the whole time. This is what you did for your dear old dad, Ashley. You brought me a baby to finish my scene. The perfect baby. Look how smiley they are. Ashley, you really do care. You know about my love for static displays with one living element of it.
And that's when the shackles snapped onto baby Jesus's wrists.
What? Oh my, you can't trap me here. What is going, excuse me, Ashley, can I have a word with you in the manger scene?
Yes, okay. Baby Jesus, I appreciate this so very much. As a return of payment of sorts, I can put these cufflinks on your handcuffs.
Get them off of me! This is crazy! Okay, okay. I'm gonna call my dad. You know what? You know what? Your dad's crazy. My dad's crazier. I don't even think he exists, but I'm gonna call him down.
Do what you please.
Nomine Padre, Filio, Spirito Santo, cosa sia. Amen.
And there's a rumbling in the sky. As the sky opens, the clouds part, and down descends a giant hand. It started communicating through sign language. It's just the hand of God.
Oh, Dad, Dad, hi, hi. Okay, sorry. Can you get me out of this, like, alive manger scene?
I think he's giving the thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Yeah, so,
thumbs down.
Okay, Dad, could you tell me why?
The hands point to where a watch would be, indicating that God is busy.
We're all busy. Wait, where are you going?
Hey, God, can I ask you a question before you go? Thumbs up. Okay, hey, what do you think of my nativity scene with the living baby inside? Do you like it?
Thumbs up for him.
Yes. Ashley, my boy, you did it. You brought me joy. The good Lord loves my display. We got a little baby in the middle and locked up. I love you, Dad. What did you say? Nothing. Okay.
And as God leaves the hand rising back up into heaven, it leaves a little hole in the cloud so that a single beam of light shines down on the nativity scene, keeping it perfectly lit for all the neighborhood to see.
All right, I'm coming back down. You never got your wish before. You were talking about me reading a book. I read it. What's the problem?
First things first, did you like it? Like, did you really connect to, like, the themes and stuff that book was saying?
Okay, honestly, read the first couple pages.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, I got the metaphor.
Did you get that it was a metaphor?
Yeah, first two pages, you get the whole idea.
You get the whole idea, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just have to keep it's a great book. Second of all, can you get me out of this real-life manger scene?
I mean, yeah, you have some holiday wishes.
I do have a holiday wish. I do.
I'd like a six pack of Coors. I guess that's part of your wishes, little baby.
And one of the three holiday wishes that floated was spent as a six-pack appeared in his hand.
All right. Oh, boy. Now, Ashley, come watch me drink this beer.
Okay, Dad. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I love you so much, Dad.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't say it out loud, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go.
Sorry to embarrass you in front of the baby and the wish man.
I wish you wouldn't say things like that in front of me.
And the second of the wishes disappears as it is spent. And suddenly Ashley cannot move his mouth. It seals shut in a single piece of skin.
Wow. I didn't think this day could get any better.
All right, baby, you got one more wish.
Please get me out of here.
Okay, I just need a confirmation. Do you want out of here? Or I remember there was a $50 thing before.
Hey, baby Jesus, in the bush over here, behind the donkey. Hey,
oh, hi. Hey,
it's me, the wise man from before.
Hey, what is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
No one's ever asked me my name before.
What is it?
It's Alan.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You really think so?
Sure. Yeah, I do. I think it is one syllable, and you don't get a lot of that. Or is it two? Alan?
I'm pretty sure it's two.
It's two? Alan.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm brand new. I'm hours old. It's amazing that I grasp the idea of syllables. Listen, it's a beautiful name, Alan. Can you help me? Can you get me out of here? Okay, you're right. Okay, Ashley sucks. He brought me here to trap me with his dad, and his dad sucks, and my dad sucks too. Hey, do you ever think that maybe dads just suck?
Well, I mean, my dad's a pretty nice guy.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot that was your thing. Are you going to... Can you help me or not?
Listen, I don't have a lot of time. I have a lot of other babies to give wishes to.
Oh, jeez.
God.
Alan. What? Yes.
If you choose this wish wisely, we can just chill under the starlight tonight. You, me... Maybe some sheep?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, some sheep?
Well, yeah, isn't that what wise men do? Don't you have sheep?
Well, they're just kind of always where we wander.
They're where you... Oh, they're not your sheep.
No, they're not your sheep.
It was in this moment that Jesus realized that shepherds and wise men were different things.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because you know what? Yeah. Because in the drawings, okay, this is going to sound weird, but in like the foreseeing of my birth, there's always wise men and shepherds together. And I just can't tell who's what.
Right. Well, you're in a manger. And
I'm so embarrassed.
Right.
This whole time, I was going to ask you so many questions about like, how do you like get them to follow you and stuff? Because like, it seems like they can't be trained, but you guys are so good at like getting them to walk with you.
Well, I just mostly read a lot of books and stuff. So I don't
You're a wise man.
Yeah, that's how I did it.
I got an online degree. I feel like an idiot over here. Anyways.
Hey, don't be too hard on yourself. You're just a baby.
I'm a baby. Yeah. And I'm pitching you a real good time. And hey, if sheep happen to be there, you know what? Worlds collide.
Okay. I'm not going to get arrested for this, am I? Because this seems kind of weird.
No, it's not weird. I just want to spend some time in a field with you.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Angel Guy.
Yeah.
Could you free baby Jesus for me, please?
That's a wish?
Yeah, I wish it would happen, please.
It's interesting that with the other guy, I gave those wishes immediately.
Yeah.
But there's something about this. I just feel I need to question it.
Wait a minute. I think I understand now. The true meaning of Christmas is that wishes should be selfish. And they should only be for the person making them. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I suppose that is what I'm saying.
I was under the impression that the true meaning of Christmas was meat.
You know what?
Christmas.
I wish for a cool leather jacket.
And the final wish dissipates and floats away as it is granted.
Wow.
You look so stupid in that jacket. It doesn't even look good on you.
Yeah, says the baby trapped in a manger scene.
You know what? You're not even that wise. You don't even read Ayn Rand on your own.
Yeah, you want to know how wise I am, baby Jesus?
What?
I found the keys.
Click.
Wait, is this, have I been locked? Whoa!
And the shackles break free as they are unlocked. What? They clang to the ground so loudly that Ashley's father is awoken from his beer-induced slumber.
What the hell's going on in my major scene?
Oh, nothing. Kill him! Kill him!
Who am I killing?
No, wait, no. Alan, kill him.
I'm killing
him.
That Alan kid. I want that jacket.
A terrible brawl breaks out. Many people are punched. Some people are kicked. One person hides behind a tree and snickers for a bit. It was Ashley.
Don't hit me. I got to give more babies wishes.
Oh. He stops moving, and if he hasn't stopped moving, finish it.
But after the bodies finally hit the ground, it is revealed that the baby Jesus and Alan have managed to survive, though coated in blood, and escaping into the fields behind Ashley's house.
Alan.
Yeah.
We're bonded now, man.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I mean,
yeah. It's like we have a secret that we can never tell anybody.
Yeah, that we killed a few people.
We killed a couple of people. Like, Ashley shouldn't have died, but he kept getting in the way. Yeah. It's amazing that I was able just to scratch him to death.
Well, I think the fact that he didn't have a mouth anymore, he was going to starve to death anyway. So if anything, right. We did him a favor.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. We did a greater good.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's nice to do good things.
Well, I was going to say that maybe this is what Christmas is really about.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's when the sun sets and a light snow begins to fall in the field. And around them gather a number of very fluffy sheep to get in really, really close.
Oh, wow. Did you call them here?
I didn't, no.
No? Oh, I guess baby more wise men, ghost sheep. Just...
Yeah, wise men and shepherds, different things.
It's so different.
We're different people.
And I'm
these sheep smell like shit.
Yeah, they don't smell good. I'm so dumb, though. I keep thinking you're a shepherd, even though you already told me you were a wise man.
Yeah, I'm not, so.
Hey.
Yeah?
Maybe that's what I'm going to be when I grow up. A shepherdman. Yeah. A bit of both.
You know what? I think they're pretty dang cool.
Thanks.
If you were a shepherd or...
Shepherdman.
Yeah.
Say it at the same time.
Okay.
Shepherdman. No, Shepherdman.
Shepherdman.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I support you.
I can use these sheep to like sleep on, right?
Yeah, why not? I mean, they're just animals.
Okay.
Yeah. And as the night falls, they both cuddle up into the fluffy, fluffy sheep and fall to sleep, having learned the true meaning of Christmas.
Suckers! Jesus, that had nothing to do with that! Oh!
The end.
That was a scary story.
All right. There was murder. There was murder in there.
Who was that at the end?
Waldorf, I believe.
Oh, right. Waldorf, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the celebrities.
He was the god of Christmas. So
I thought it was like a cool like skateboarder dude.
Yeah, that was Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Hey, suckers!
He was doing a kickflip while he did that. So
I liked him.
And what like- is better for the holidays than a nice kick flip for all of us to gawk over?
Maybe that's the true meaning of Christmas. It wasn't Jesus. It was a kick flip at the end by Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm. By Tony Hawk.
I feel like we raised more questions than we answered, I think, is what I'm coming up to here.
Right.
Kick flips, ollies, 360s, 180s. These are all the skate moves I know.
Oh, good. Good for you. You know, I've never even stood on a skateboard before.
Never?
No.
Did you do one of the things where you sat on it and watched it like go downhill on it?
I wish. No. I never been near a skateboard in my life. Maybe that's my gonna. Maybe someone will send that to me for Christmas. This is how this works, right? People are gonna give us gifts after this.
Yes, yeah, we've all made our wishes clear. So anyone who doesn't grant one of our wishes, has been negligent in their Christmas duty.
And you can send us $50 at spoodpodcast@gmail.com.
51 to Cody.
Yeah, 51 to Cody. So $101 total.
Just send a big old bucket of saliva to Alessandra.
Yeah.
That would be great because water is not helping.
Yeah. Are you okay with it in jars?
Cool.
Mason jars?
Yeah.
What am I going to say? No.
Okay, Waldorf. Cool skateboarder. That's not often seen on screen, but it's always sort of understood, Waldorf.
Well, you only see him from waist up, but down below, he's just
always back and forth on the skateboard.
He's doing cool tricks and stuff. Yeah.
He just was so animated.
I would like to see him grind on the balcony all the way down to the stage. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it'd be fucking cool. that was great. I've never done improv for feeling like I was on a podcast, but in front of a camera. Some would say it was a type of a nightmare. Who's to say? Yeah. Who would say that?
Well, that's the spooky part of today's story.
Yeah,
it was terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrifying.
I feel like I'm rusty at narrating things.
Yeah. Where can everyone follow you? Sorry to be the little weird voice here, but make sure to just like promo yourselves after a really lovely show.
Yeah, promo each other.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe promo for help so we don't mess it up.
Yeah, the cool thing about all of us is we can all be found on the sonarnetwork.com. I'm watching a movie, Break a Wish, Spooked. Check us all out on there. Links below. Full profiles on us with direct links to our social media on that people page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people page.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and my show's on the 21st of December, which I believe is next Monday. I'll be doing a show, I'm watching a movie with Alex, and we'll be telling stories about going to the movie theaters.
Now a terrifying proposition.
On the 21st, we're going to have guests. We don't know which ones yet. We'll let you know. Follow us on Instagram.
Well, there it is.
That's it.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Goddamn pleasure.
How do you end a live stream? You just go, thanks, bye.
Oh, thanks, bye.
Bye.
Spooked.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
So, you just got done listening to the new episode of this podcast, and now you're looking for another one to get into. I know what you're thinking, but Cody, the new podcast I want to get into is an improvised comedy with a horror theme. Well, guess what, little podcast fiend? You're barking up the right alley, because I'm one of the hosts of Spooked, the improvised scary story podcast where it's never scary and sometimes a story. Now you're thinking, wow, that sounds awesome, but where do I find that? Well, the same place you found this one, thesonarnetwork.com. You click on it, you listen, and get ready to get spooked.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.